When Megan Sullivan was 10 years old, her father was arrested and sent to prison. For 2 years, she had limited contact with him. And when he came home, things were different and difficult. Sullivan is an academic. She's associate dean for faculty development at Boston University and has done research on incarceration. But she wanted to write something that would allow her to share her own story and help children like her, whose parents are or have been incarcerated. She wrote the children's book Clarissa's Disappointment, with illustrations by Daniel Jay, a professor at Tufts University. The story follows a young girl, Clarissa, who waits 5 years for her much-loved father to come home from the Massachusetts House of Corrections. When he finally does, well, that's where the story becomes complicated, and we're going to talk about that now. And Megan Sullivan joins us to talk about her book, Clarissa's Disappointment, and welcome. It's good to have you. Good to meet you, Megan.
Welcome. Great to be here, Anthony.
So let's start talking about Clarissa's disappointment from the point of view of Clarissa, the protagonist. Tell us a bit about the story and what she's going through. Set it up for us.
Right. So Clarissa is from a very close family. She's an only child. And she and her mother go visit her father every month and have been doing so for the last 5 years. At the beginning of the story, the father is about to come home. And Clarissa is overjoyed. She can't wait for her father to come home because she doesn't know the reality, which is that it's very difficult for families when a loved one comes home from prison for various reasons. So the rest of the book kind of talks about her struggle and how in the process she becomes a writer.
And the struggle is multifaceted. I mean, obviously, for the father to reintegrate with society, to find a job, is a challenge, right?
Exactly.
He also has a drinking problem.
Right.
That's a problem.
Right.
And Clarissa finds that she is bullied at school around the fact that her father is a jailbird.
Exactly.
So these are some of the complications that she faces.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the book is inspired by a true story, your
right.
story, right?
Right, exactly.
So tell us a little bit about what you went through as a child.
Right. All of those things you just mentioned, we now know in the literature, happen to real children and real families. In my own case, I was luckier than a lot. I had 5 siblings, an incredibly devoted mother, and a father who made some mistakes. My father was what called a white-collar criminal. He was a lawyer. So we had a lot of advantages that a lot of kids didn't.
Yeah.
And yet, he was disbarred. So he could never practice law again. So when he came out of prison, he had to try to find a job in a whole new field. He had to come back to a town where it was widely known on the news, et cetera, what happened to him. So these are the kinds of things that I think my siblings and I were unaware of, and that I wanted to make it easier for other children.
Yeah, and when we talk about your disappointment or Clarissa's disappointment, I mean, the disappointment was that when you lose a parent and your parent goes away to prison, you're counting the years, the months, the days
right.
for that parent to return. And the sense I get from this wonderful book that you wrote is that it's such a simple idea. When daddy comes home, everything's going to be great again.
Exactly.
And then it doesn't turn out to be so great. So that's the disappointment.
Exactly.
So how do, you know, what's the message here? Because among the other things that you offer in this book are support services for parents like this, right?
Exactly. So I think the message here is that we can be honest with children. We can tell them that things might not be easy when somebody comes home,
yeah.
that it might not just be all apple pie and smiley faces, and that we can give them the resources they need. My goal is that this book will be in every school library in the country, or as many as possible, because I feel like if a child just had a library book to tell them, you know, they could read a story that could make them say, wow, that character going through what I'm going through. And then, by the way, because I have resources for teachers, families, and counselors, that counselors and teachers and family could read the book with children and help draw them out to talk about it or not talk about it or draw about it or whatever they want.
You've done research on incarceration. So, what's the universe of children how big is this universe of children that we're talking about that is affected by this situation?
Right now in the United States, we currently have 2.7 million minor children. It's usually children under the age of 10 who have one or more parents in prison. The vast majority of our prisoners will come home someday. They'll come back to their communities and many of them to their families. And so the process that we call the reentry period, when they come back into the community and their home, they really need help with that, as do their families.
Yeah. I'd love you to say a little bit more about the kind of disappointment that you experienced when your father came home. You said he had to look for a new career. What else happened? For example, what happened in your school environment to you?
My school environment was a private parochial school, so I didn't really have any trouble with other school children. And because I came from a big family, my siblings and I were all very close, so we were kind of a unified front that nobody would mess with.
Yeah.
But I think the disappointment came from the fact that, you know, in my case, for example, there was no money where there had been money before.
Sure.
That's a disappointment to a child when you have to do things or think about things that you never had to think about before. I also think that it's really hard to underestimate how children pick up on tension and stress in the family. And that, you know, you have a child who's going to school every day and maybe can't focus on that because there are minor or major tensions in the family. I think those are the kinds of disappointments. I think the main disappointment was that things aren't magically better. It's not like a movie.
Right.
Where everything's going to be better as soon as the homecoming.
Right. So in the story, Clarissa's disappointment, the stress at home actually leads to her dad leaving again and going to live with the grandparents, going to live with his parents.
Exactly.
And so that's a huge disappointment. When she thought she was going to have her family all together, it ends up not being all together. Did you experience that? Did your parents?
I did, actually.
They split apart.
They split apart after the fact.
Yeah.
And that happens more often than we know. Of those families who are together, when somebody goes into prison, and not everybody is a united family. Mine was, and many families are. But then often it can't withstand.
Yeah.
You kind of all come together in the difficulty of incarceration, but then the day-to-day reality of afterwards can be difficult.
Megan Sullivan, you're white. You've written a story about Clarissa. The illustrations show her as non-white. Why did you make that decision?
That was a very conscious decision, and I talked to the publisher about it. I imagined Clarissa, the protagonist, is not me. She's based a little bit on my story, but she's not me. But I imagined her in my head. I imagined what she looked like, how she sounded, how she walked. I imagined everything about her. And I think partly that was informed by what I know statistically, which is the majority of incarcerated people in the United States are people of color, so that their children are people of color. And I couldn't imagine writing this book and then not allowing the majority of children who experience this to see themselves in the protagonist. So it was really important for me to do that. But it was also a struggle because I didn't want to be seen as appropriating anybody's ethnicity or race. And I also didn't want to be furthering any kind of stereotype, that is, that only children of color have parents in prison. Clearly, that's not the case. But statistically, they're more likely to deal with that.
Yeah. When Clarissa gets to school after her father comes back, there's a teacher. She has a teacher who shows her how to write a diary, Miss Rodriguez.
Mm-hmm.
Why is this important? What does the diary come to mean? How does it help her?
The diary is really important because it helps Clarissa talk about her feelings. She's an only child in the story, and she's also, as I say, from a close family, but not a family that talks about what's going on inside the home. So she needs an outlet. So she begins to write about her feelings, and then later the diary morphs into a writer's notebook, which is different from a diary. It's not just her personal thoughts. It's the beginning that allows her to be a writer.
Yeah. Now, was this a detail that also came from your life? Did the diary help you?
Well, it's funny. I was never a diary keeper, so no, it really didn't. But I think that the experience of my father's incarceration, and I've written about this, I think that's what made me a writer. I think had I had what happened to him not happened, my life might have been very different. I certainly would have had a lot more privilege, and I'm not sure that I would have understood so well people from very different walks of life.
Clarissa and her family in this story end up going to a group called Families Together that, mm-hmm. that helps people in this situation. Tell us about Families Together.
Right. Families Together is a figment of my imagination, but I'm very happy to say that there are more places like that today. There was no place like that when I was a child, and I doubt my family would have gone to that anyway. But there are places right now that work with children and families and then help them from everything from sometimes getting to the prison to visiting a loved one to communicating with people to giving legal advice and then to helping with the reentry process.
Right. And as part of that, reminding kids or getting kids in contact with other kids who have incarcerated parents,
exactly.
I have to imagine that that's an important part of it, right?
It is a very important, and I think I'm especially interested in that because that wasn't what I had.
Yeah.
You know, my family didn't know anybody else who had ever been incarcerated. We didn't have children in our neighborhood who had that experience. So I think it's important for people to be able to talk about it.
Not a lot of people talk about this subject. And have you been able to share? I mean, this book is just coming out, but,
right.
but I'm interested what you're hearing from people and specifically this community of people.
This is very, it's funny, I'm getting great responses. And I also got really great responses from another book I published in March, which is an academic book on parental incarceration. So the experience has been great, but it took me, I mean, I never spoke about this until about 10 years ago. My academic research was in a different area, partly because it's not necessarily the kind of thing people talk about.
Yeah.
It wasn't until I really started thinking about mass incarceration, and I started realizing that there were so many people and so many children affected by this, and that I had this background and the job that could help that, it almost seems selfish not to help that.
Mm. I'm sure I know the answer to this, but I'd love you to sort of express in what way a book like this would have helped you when you were young, when you were in this situation.
I think I was a reader. I was definitely a reader. My siblings and I were all readers. And imagine if we could have read a book that might have signaled to us that we weren't alone. Imagine if we had read a book that kind of hinted at the fact that life might not be rosy just as soon as a parent comes out of prison. I think it would have made me feel less alone, and I'm hoping it does that for other children. I also think the reason it had the resources for family, teachers, and counselors is because I'm hoping an adult talked to a child about this. There are still so many people with an incarcerated parent, and the family don't even tell the child.
Mm.
You know, because of the stigma.
Yeah, of course. Finally, I'd love to ask you this, Megan. What's your relationship with your father like now?
Well, my father actually died when I was in college.
I see.
But it was fairly typical of what happens. I don't actually think that prison necessarily helps people. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're more evolved or a better parent when they get out.
Yeah. Well, Megan Sullivan is the Associate Dean for Faculty Research and Development at Boston University. Her new book is Clarissa's Disappointment. It's about a young girl dealing with her father's return from prison after 5 years. Megan Sullivan, thanks so much for coming in. Great pleasure talking
Thank
to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Our show is produced by Kathleen McNerney, Jamie Bologna, and Allison Bruzek. We had help today from Virginia Marshall and Caitlin O'Keefe. Tim Skog is our technical director. Our executive producer is Hitesh Hathi. I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.